Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Odibe McDowell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Luis Medina. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Shane Raleigh. And now, play ball. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDowell for the out. One out. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gladden bunts in front of the plate. Allenson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Backman hits a line drive towards short. Fermin makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Fermin. Gladden moves to second. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bush hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2-2. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Raleigh covering, for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Medina strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larkin for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a line drive beyond short. Furman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gladden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raleigh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Allenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Furman takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to third. Allenson moves to second. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Gaetti. Jacoby scores. Allenson moves to third. Furman moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, Twins. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Carter reaches second base with a double. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti juggles the ball. That's an error on Gaetti. Carter scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Indians. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Medina is 0-for-1 in the game. Medina hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. Backman strikes out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of McDowell. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Puckett moves to third. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Firmin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Firmin hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bush for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raleigh fires to first and has McDowell trapped. There's the throw to Backman, who tags McDowell for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a pop-up off the glove of Brown, and into shallow right field. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. Gagne moves to third. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Backman for the out. Gagne scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 5, Twins, 5. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McDowell throws the ball into O'Brien, who tags Gaetti trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Harbeck scores. It's 6-5, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Medina is 0 for 2 in the game. Medina hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 5. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin strikes out. Allenson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Larkin out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Laudner is 0 for 2 in the game. Laudner hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jacoby moves to third. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fermin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fermin hits a pop-up beyond second. Backman can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Jacoby scores. Allenson moves to third. It's Indians, 6, Twins, 6. Odibey McDowell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McDowell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-6, Indians. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Keith Atherton now pitching. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gladden strikes out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Puckett scores. It's 9-7, Indians. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 7. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Medina is 0-for-3 in the game. Medina strikes out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0-for-3 in the game. Bush strikes out. 1 out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-3 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Moses pinch hits for Tim Laudner. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Doug Jones now pitching. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 7. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Harper now catching. Al Newman now playing shortstop. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Allenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fermin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fermin bunts towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fermin for the out. Allenson moves to second. 1 out. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McDowell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McDowell hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Backman is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Backman bunts in front of the plate. Allenson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gladden moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Puckett is 3-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brown catches it and throws to first to double up Backman. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.